Well, my family doesn't have any birds, nor do any of my uncles play with themselves, as far as I know. But I do have a mother-in-law, and that is what my holiday from hell is about last December. But before I go into that, there's a couple of things you need to know. First of all, I love Christmas. It's my favorite holiday of the year. I plan all year for Christmas. Give you an idea, aside from a few Aerosmith CDs, the Grease soundtrack, and some other soundtracks, the only thing I own is Christmas music. Everything from the Chipmunks to Handel's Messiah, I have it all. In fact, a few years ago when I had my will made up, the only funeral arrangement that I've stipulated is that sleigh ride be played at my service, and I'm serious about that. I leave it up to my husband whether it's the Arthur Fiedler version or Johnny Mathis. I don't care, but as long as it's played. I consider the December issue of Martha Stewart Living my pornography. Love it. But by far, my favorite thing about Christmas is gift wrap. And this is how you wrap a present, or at least this is how, and I'll hold it up so you all can see, this is how my mother and I wrap presents. In fact, she taught me that the way you wrap the gift is just as important, if not more important, than what's inside it. In fact, what's inside this package is a pair of moss green Polar Tech socks for my mother. But, you know, it's really the effort in my family. Now, I think I single-handedly support the Towson Area School Wrapping Paper Fundraisers. They should have my name pre-printed on those forms because, I kid you not, at this very moment, there are 80 rolls of wrapping paper in my house. True story. True. Absolutely true. I have enough ribbon to stretch from here to Raven Stadium. And before you think that I'm a complete whack job, there are several members of the audience who on Sunday will arrive at my house with about 40 other women, their minivans stuffed with all the packages that they've bought for their friends and family, to come wrap all their gifts at my house at my annual present wrapping party. So it's just about my favorite 5 hours of the year. There's some clapping. They love the party. In fact, I had a son this August, and when my friends found out I was pregnant, several of them, after congratulating me, said, "You're going to have the party, right?" I mean, they were really worried about this. But anyway, the other thing that you need to know is that I do love my mother-in-law. She's a nice woman. She's devoted to her two kids, and I really couldn't ask for a more generous or more loving grandmother to my two children, to my two sons. That being said, her holiday traditions suck. They're awful. First of all, her idea of Christmas brunch is, and I'll put this down so you can all admire it, her idea of Christmas brunch is to take a Pyrex casserole dish, shove as many slices of Wonder Bread into it as you can, slather it with egg beaters and Worcestershire sauce, overbake it, serve it with pastries from Sam's Club and Folgers Crystals within the styrofoam cups. In fact, the whole meal is served on plastic. Now, I own 20 place settings of Spode Christmas tree china. And I have to tell you that that meal is so hard for me to swallow on so many levels. Then there's the whole Christmas tree thing. I'm an airy, Fraser fir, white lights kind of gal. My in-laws go out and chop down the stubbiest, ugliest, sharpest tree they can find and put those big, bulbous colored lights from the 60s on, which I know some people like the colored lights, but no. Then there's the gift wrap. My very sweet father-in-law, who, by the way, today was at my house to babysit my four-month-old. I couldn't practice this because, of course, I couldn't trash his wife in the basement while he's feeding my child. That's like getting on Santa's naughty list. But he goes out, and he's obsessive-compulsive, and he buys in bulk the same pattern of gift wrap, about 20 rolls of it, and wraps everybody's gifts in the same gift wrap, and he wraps everything. I mean, the stockings, the travel size of the Colgate, it's wrapped. The band deodorant, it's wrapped. And then he puts those, you know, those bows that come in the bag, he puts those stick-on bows on every package. Not new bows, the same bows that have been around since 1991 when I joined the family. And so there you have it. Now, the only tradition that my mother-in-law and I don't seem to have for the holidays is that in 15 years of me being married to her oldest child and only son, we've never established a tradition of who goes where for the holidays. You know, do we spend Christmas Eve with my family? Do we spend it with theirs? What do we do for Christmas Day? So every year we argue anew about where we're going to go. And this has been building to sort of arms level negotiations. And last year took a really, really ugly turn. It started out in such on such a positive note. I had Thanksgiving for my family and my in-laws at our house last Thanksgiving a year ago. And Thanksgiving's a holiday she can't touch, because although my father had the very bad misfortune 17 years ago of dying of cancer, he had the great timing to do it on Thanksgiving night, making it an untrumpable holiday as far as I'm concerned. So anyway, we're serving pie. My sister is playing Scrabble with us, proving that she is indeed the smart one, and she is because she married an orphan. There's never any question where they go for the holidays. Again, true story. So I figure it's at that moment, and I talked to my mother beforehand. In front of witnesses, I said to my in-laws, this year for Christmas, my mother and my brother are coming late Christmas Eve afternoon. They're spending the night, and my sister and her family will drive down from Harrisburg, where all my family's from, to spend Christmas Day with us. So we can be with you all day Christmas Eve, they live in Westminster, until about 2:30. All smiles, great, that sounds wonderful, yay. 2 weeks later, we're at my 9-year-old's church choir Christmas concert, and again, in front of witnesses and in the presence of God, I reiterate the plans. All smiles, great, that's wonderful, perfect. I was so happy. Well, a few days before Christmas, I come in from some errands, and my answering machine is blinking. I play the message. It's my mother-in-law telling us that we're to be at her house on Christmas Day at 11 o'clock. She wants to get a head start on brunch. All right? I immediately pick up the phone and call my in-laws. Now, when my father-in-law answers the phone, no matter what conversation it is, he's a human speakerphone. You say something to him, he will immediately turn to whoever's in the room and repeat what you've said. So I pick up the phone. That's not what we'd planned. We're going to be with you Christmas Eve. She's in the kitchen with him. He turns to her, says what I say. She immediately screams, tell her I want Christmas. I immediately scream back, that's not what we planned. I've never raised my voice to either of them in 15 years, well, then 14 years of marriage to their son. And she screams back, tell her next year I claim Christmas. I mean, it's like getting really frightening. And the other thing you need to know is at this point, last December, my husband and I were going through our third and final in vitro fertilization after a very long and painful and unsuccessful attempt to have a second child. So I don't know whether or not it was the artificial hormones that I had been injecting into myself 4 or 5 times a day, or if it was 14 years of holiday angst dealing with her, but I did something that I promised my husband I wouldn't do. They had no idea we were doing any of this. I was so upset, I spilled the whole beans about what was going on in my life, and then I did something I thought I'd never do, and I said, that's why I don't need to take this shit, and hung up the phone. The next call I made was to the Jimmy Carter of our family, and that's my husband's sister, and she negotiated the peace for us, and we arrived, nothing was ever said, then or now, about this conversation. And we arrive in Westminster on Christmas Eve at 11 o'clock, all smiles and sweetness. And we choke down the casserole. We open the gifts. We carefully place all the bows back in the bag. And at about 1:30, my third cup of Folgers, I decide it's time to gather my son, all the Legos, and my husband and start heading back down the road because my mom and my brother were going to be there and I had to get ready. And I go into the kitchen, and my mother-in-law's pulling out takeout containers from Bob Evans. Now, that's nothing new for my in-laws. They pretty much eat every night at Bob Evans on 140 in Westminster. They have a table waiting for them every night. Their server knows exactly what they want. They never have to use a menu. I kid you not. In fact, in their house, there is an 8x10 glossy photo of their first server at Bob Evans. It's his high school graduation picture. They attended his graduation. They attended his wedding. And they attended his graduation from police academy. So when she's taking out the containers, I thought, okay, yeah, well, they're just going to eat. Then she pulls out from the freezer this frozen turkey breast and starts slathering country crock spread on it. And I looked at her and I said, what are you doing? She goes, well, we're having Christmas dinner too. And again, I thought, not in the plan and not enough time for it. And then she promptly puts the frozen turkey breast in the oven and announces she's going into the living room to watch her grandsons play with the toys she bought them. I spent the next hour shaving frozen slices of turkey off that turkey breast, microwaving it, alternating microwaving the ham and green beans, the carrots, and the mashed potatoes from Bob Evans, and trying to make crescent rolls. And I fed the family in shifts because none of it came out at the same time. And we did get back home. My mom and brother let themselves in with the key, and they were waiting for us. And it turned out to be a lovely holiday, I guess, in the end, with my family. And I have to say that this year is shaping up to be quite ugly. In fact, as I speak this, my sister-in-law once again is negotiating the peace with my mother-in-law right now in Westminster, hoping we can salvage this year's holiday. And as I was complaining to my mother the other night about this, going on and on and on, my mother went all Dr. Phil on me, and she said, well, you know, dear, you and she are exactly alike. You both want the holidays just how you want them, and you don't want to budge on it. I paused and I said to my mom, if you ever say that again to me, I swear it's a stick-on bow for you.